morning. Today is Thursday, January the 15th. Joining us this morning is the General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, Mr. Dave Hall.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning to you.
Well, we both have known a couple of guys that were in the news yesterday for...
Yes, not for things we want them in the news for.
No. I guess, you know, was it the circle of life?
I guess it is.
It's kind of, yep. You know, Tony was in the chair last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, I know.
And, yeah. Okay. Jay was not only at the chamber, but he was out here working with us for 7-8 years along with Bruce Lang as news guys.
Yeah.
You know, I knew him after that also, you know, after he had gone down to L.A. and then resurrected and returned. Boy, that's kind of frightening. Let me even think. I think I wrote him a letter of recommendation when he got the chamber job.
When he came back.
Yeah. When he came back.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I forgot about Pick. You remember the...
Yeah.
So those things, I guess, happen to everybody, but to have two folks that we've had kind of in the family, so to speak.
I know, in the family in the same weekend. That's a lot. Yep.
Yeah. So condolences to all.
Going to miss them.
Fond memories on both.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. All right. Hi.
Good morning.
I mean, where do you go, right?
Thank you, everybody.
All right. I'm going to give you a choice here. Do you want... Well, you know, this will be for Tony.
Okay. All right.
One of the things he liked was boats.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Clear the decks. Why do we describe preparation for action as clearing the decks?
Don't know why.
It's a nautical term. Before a naval vessel goes into action, the crew members tie down or remove all movable articles on the decks so they won't knock about and injure the sailors during the battle.
Well, there you go.
All right. So, what do you got a hold of? You got a notepad on me here. That's always disturbingly
frightening.
Well, you know,
it's always early in the morning, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
I got to take
it
notes.
Always is early in the morning.
It always is. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't used to be.
Well, it depends.
Well, it was, and then it wasn't.
Well,
it is again. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
All things old or new again. Or all things new or old again. Take your pick.
One of the things I thought over the last couple of years, we've talked about the state and a program they were going to do for low-income water rate assistance for folks that had some level of low-income nature. Back in 2015, the state actually passed a law. It was called the Low-Income Water Rate Assistance Act. And they were supposed to have a report. This law got turned over to the State Water Resources Control Board. They were supposed to have a report with some recommendations on how to deal with that, how to make that happen, how to give some water rate assistance to low-income folks. Well, they didn't make the deadline last year, so they moved it to this year. They said by the end of 2018, we'll have a report done. Well, on January 3rd, they actually got a report done. So took them 3 years to do it, but we have till February 1st to give them comments on it. So, so they have 26 days to comment on something that took them 3 years to do. Anyway, It's out there, and so I thought today we'd kind of go over some of the what they're proposing. And
well, let's start not necessarily with the speed of state government, because you know that could take 3 days for us to get to that one. But the definition, you know, and how do people declare low income? Certainly the state gets tax returns, but if you're on a fixed or that type of a situation, fully retired, you may or may not be filing, okay, or you may have multiple locations. So if you've got, let's say, a business, let's say a farm, okay, how that's reported, that income is reported, varies based on what your corporation is, your business plan is. So how do they propose to get to that basic fundamental definition of low income for any of this stuff?
Right. Well, and you know, I always like to kid the state because they're frankly so easy to kid about. But
that would be easy.
Frankly, yeah. In this one, they struggled with things just exactly like that. A lot of the initial thoughts were to go with kind of the old standard model of, you know, median income and some place in there. But there's, you know, there's pros and cons to that. And that doesn't capture everybody, and it's a little misleading and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so they spent a lot of time working with this. They spent a lot of time looking at other states and other utility companies across the nation to see how they actually were doing it. What they settled on, what their recommendation is in this report, is that if you're less than 200% of the federal poverty level. So they picked an established, you know, data set, the federal poverty level, and, you know, they essentially doubled it for making it work. So,
which makes absolutely no sense if you happen to live in San Diego, in Sacramento, in San Francisco, in, you know, the Bay Area, I suppose, Marin County. Some of these places where the standard of living or the cost of living, right?
Yeah, you might make a lot and you're still barely afford anything, right? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But you know,
it was a starting spot.
In a way, you got to put yourself in their shoes. They got to pick something because the legislature told them to. And again, well, they went through a pretty extensive review of how to make it as fair and equitable as they could. So
with the state tax returns, they could index that by zip code.
Now the one so here's one of the ways that they address that a little bit. So less than 200% of the federal poverty level is makes you eligible. Your benefits are tiered based on, I think this gets to what you were saying, they are tiered. There's three tiers and they're based on what sort of the average you know monthly bill would be in these areas. So tier one, for example, you get a 20% discount for where your monthly water expenditures for 1,200 cubic feet are below $90 a month.
Good. We'll talk about more numbers and jargon when we come back.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Okay, Dave, so before you kind of gave a quick reference of who might qualify when this program, subsidy, whatever we want to call it, gets put into play.
Right.
Okay, for water in the state of California. So let's we don't get lost in the weeds with a whole bunch of numbers like we kind of
the state ease.
We were heading that way at about 75.
Yeah.
Let's say we've got a family of four.
Right.
Okay. So for a family of four, what is that twice federal poverty level of income?
So a family of four, if they earn less than $50,260 a year,
so let's say
then
50
they qualify.
Grand.
50 grand, okay. They qualify.
Family of four, 50 grand or less.
Right.
Active and passive combined?
Yeah, whatever they report on their income tax.
Okay, the gross, right. not their adjusted. It's tax time, I
remember. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you got,
has Macaulay been in already?
Yeah, no, we missed him on the first. I got to tee him up pretty quick, too. So we're looking four grand a month, a little bit more than four grand a month, and you would qualify for this.
Right.
If the state accepts.
You would qualify. No matter where you are in the state, you would qualify.
So you were referencing tiering.
Right.
And I'm presuming T-I-E-R.
Yes. Yes.
Not T-E-A-R. Well,
yeah, that comes,
yes.
That comes later all of us to pay for it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So we've got this threshold point. Family of four, $50,000. What does it mean to them?
So if you live in an area where 12 units of water or 1,200 cubic feet a month is $90 or less a month, then you get a 20% discount.
Is that roughly what our area is? Or
we're at, our district is, that'd be $71. So we're in tier one.
So we're in tier one.
We're in tier one.
So, is everybody else in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Okay, so Ukiah North.
Except maybe Riodale. But yeah, everybody else is
okay,
is,
and Riodale might be a little bit higher?
Yeah, they're higher. They may be on the edge of tier two.
Okay, and tier two would be?
Tier two is between $90 and $120 for that same 12 units of water a month. So that would, and then if you're in tier two, you get a 35% discount.
So they may get a little bit more support.
They get more break because the water's more expensive, right? And so, and then tier three is if that same 12 units is $120 or more a month, then you get a 50% discount.
But you're not aware of anybody in the neighborhood?
Nobody in this area charges that much.
Okay. So for folks in that profile, they would get a little bit of a discount.
Correct.
Okay. Now, normally, that stuff doesn't come free.
That's right.
So what are the grand poobahs in Sacramento looking at as a way to make the community services district, the other customers in the neighborhood, Fortuna, Eureka, et cetera, not take a 15 or 20% hit?
You're right.
To what your cash flow is. Are they going to cut you a check? And
or are
say
they going to cut you
much?
A check? Yeah. Well, in a sense, yes. The way they, go back to some big numbers. They figure statewide, there's about 4.3 million people that would qualify for this. And that equates to around $600 million a year they need to fund this program. So your question is, where do they...
Only 10% of the state would qualify?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So where's the money come from? They've kind of cooked it down to really two sources. One is a tax on bottled water. They're going to add a tax to that, and a quarter percent income tax increase to people that make more than $1 million a year. So that the state would collect that money then, and then somehow get it back to us. They don't really go into a lot of detail on that part of the thing. One of the things that they look at, though,
how much revenue was in total statewide?
$600 million. Actually, they figured the drinking water and the tax would be about $620 million is what they think they can bring in right now.
Presuming that people aren't going to start changing their buying habits.
You're right. Yes. And start drinking out of the tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, that's kind of where they're at. They got that program set up. Now, the way they want to get this to the people, this is still probably the most fluid part of the report. They've made pretty solid recommendations on the things that we've talked to up till now. How to get it to the folks is something that they still have quite a laundry list of ideas out there. They could be tax credits to those folks, although a lot of them don't pay any income tax, so tax credit wouldn't really work very well. There's pros and cons to all these, is why they couldn't decide. Just via the water bills. They get the water bills and they get a credit on there because we'd get the money and they just get a credit. But a lot of these, that 4.3 million, don't get water bills. Special EBT card is probably the one that's the most interesting one, probably the one that makes the most sense. They just get an EBT card that they can come in, pay the water bill with. The state would load it up like a credit card. So,
great. So it would look like they were on food stamps?
Yeah.
Somebody making $50,000 would have to...
Yes. If it goes that way.
Now, if it's electronic payment, that really kind of shoots that one down, too.
Yeah. Huh.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull from the Humboldt Community Services District. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Murphy's Markets, and Humboldt Termite and Pest Control. Well, you're tightening up your shoelaces so
I
you
do.
Can sprint out of here just
yep,
in case it gets too
hot?
Yep,
just in case, yeah.
Yeah.
I know how you are.
Yeah. Well, good thing I nailed the other one to the floor.
Yeah.
Oh. Dave, anytime there are taxes increases involved, people have a pretty concerned reaction. You know, if it's set as a bond, I guess yeah, that takes it away a little bit. A fee takes away the sting a little bit, but it's all the same. You know, it's just the wrapping of the present that's different. The state with the lottery was going to get all this extra money for education. Whoops. Okay, that one didn't pan out so well. When they did the sin tax on cigarettes, okay, we're gonna get all this extra money, and we're gonna whoops, that didn't pan out well. You know, now you're just buying across the state lines, okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when they're talking about taxing water consumption, I would suspect that there's going to be a change in behavior. Fair enough. Tap water was what you were talking about. Okay, then that might be the way that it goes. So now we have a change. The $620 million, let's say it comes in at $413 million. Third off.
Right.
Well, that's not you guys can stomach. What contingency plans do you and the others have if these suggestions become law and now you're short? You know, no fault of your own. Things were going okay. Whoops.
Well, the way this is sold is that we're still, the water distributors will still be made whole. It's just that there'll be other people paying the bills for the low-income folks. So that's a little bit of a, yeah, W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, okay, okay. Just wanted to be sure. It was,
now, if you want to talk whole, though, H-O-L-E, there is some rumors. You might recall we talked last couple of years also about a real water tax. There was an effort by the state legislature for 2 years, actually, through a couple of different bills and the government's trailer bills and things like this to try and implement a real water tax, which was basically a tax on the water agencies for the amount of water that we sold. So, and everybody, all the consumers, and it went back and
triggered with the drought.
Yes.
And trying to get
well, it was
to
a part of that,
less.
Right. It was a part of, well, it was under the guise of providing money to low income folks, just like this is. So this one is more direct because it's kind of set. This is its path it's on. The water tax is a little fuzzy. It looks like just a tax increase, really. Because now, especially with this, we're already addressing the low-income situation, as well as a bunch of other programs that the state already has in place. So we're keeping an eye on it. It hasn't really shown its head, but there's rumors around that there is a water tax. This is sort of a water tax, the bill we're talking about right now, the low income thing, but it's and certainly if you make more than $1 million, it is a tax on you, but it's
well, it is a sales tax too.
If you're buying water, it is a sales tax, right? Yeah. If you buy bottled water, you're paying for it also. So And you mentioned about the change in behavior. You made a bunch of great examples about how, and a lot of those, frankly, you know, like the cigarette ones and things, those were intended to change behavior. So,
yeah, they just weren't anticipating the loss of revenue.
Yeah, exactly.
Pump it up, people will change, and we'll still have the same amount of
money. Right,
right,
right.
Not quite.
No.
Thankfully, government can't legislate moral behavior.
Although they try all the time.
Yeah, well, like with the lottery tickets and some of these other things, too. They don't see that people are going to push away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems goofy, and yet if it didn't work the first time or the second time, maybe the 38th time it'll work. And they keep going back to the same. What do the water districts say, or service districts, or the cities? What are their comments about this?
Well, the comments... again, this has gone on for 3 years now to get to the stage we're at. So the early comments were, it looked like the state was headed toward, kicking the can to all the water districts and saying, here, you know, you figure it out and you charge everybody and then send us a check for whatever and take the hit and all the rest of these kind of things. And so the water districts pushed back pretty hard. Hundreds and hundreds of them were active in Sacramento saying, you know, this is... We're all sympathetic to this. We all agree that there's an issue there, but you can't just dump it on the water districts to figure it out. You know,
is there an issue? I mean, you don't hear in the news stories that people are making the decision whether to buy something or to have water.
Right.
You don't hear that. Is it an issue?
Well, it. I think you touch on some human behavior things. Is it more important than having a cell phone or paying your cable bill or something like this? Water's pretty darn important. You can't really live without it. You can maybe live with some of the other things. On the other hand, there are people that, yeah, it's a choice between things. So
if that's the case, why don't we restructure everything instead of selective?
Because it's a bigger job and you can't do it in 2 years.
Well, they proved that because it took three. KINS News and Information Times 842.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, with this proposal for, I guess, income redistribution, water tax, whatever you want to call this thing, is there anybody who's saying, hey, wait a minute, time out? There's got to be a better way to do this. Perhaps it's a reduction of state fees to water districts. And you take those revenues and offset to those folks that can't afford, that are at this level. And the state takes a hit instead of another little bit of cost for living in California.
Well, I think in the purest sense, that's why this draft low-income water rate assistance program study is out on the street right now. So got a chance to comment until February 1st, at noon on February 1st, by the way. So
can anybody, I mean, my suspicion whenever there's this kind of stuff is that the regular guy who just is looking at his own situation,
right,
has no knowledge about, you know, how many cubic feet, who knows?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
But they know that it's going to cost them a little bit of money. Okay. I mean, if you have two wage earners that are minimum wage, you're over 50. Okay.
Right.
So it's not the fancy guys with this. It's another tag. Okay. Well, so what do we say? I don't like it because it's going to cost me more and now I have to spill my guts? Or are they just saying this is goofy? Is that enough to be said? What counts on something like this when you've got certainly the inertia and the momentum and all the experts going in one way.
Right.
You know, little dinkerdoo Papstein making his comment, you know, oh, yeah, right, okay, fine, next. And then there's somebody with the little letters after his name saying this is a great deal.
Well, you know, technically they look at all the letters. They're going to analyze all the stuff. And I got to say that they have spent, you know, I was kind of picking on them early on. I think the other year that they took to do this, they did do a lot of research out there to try to figure out, you know, and make the best thing they could out of what they were tasked to do, try to figure out a low-income program that you know, minimizes the hurt to the water districts themselves, doesn't overly tax a lot of people, but does make a difference for maybe some of the low-income folks that are.
Did I miss the public hearing that they had up here?
In this, the one they didn't have? Yeah.
Okay.
So if people are interested in this report, I know we've been talking about a lot of stuff here. They can give me probably an email. Would be great. It's dhull, D-H-U-L-L, at humboldtcsd.org.
Or go to the website.
HumboldtCSD.org. Or go to the website and you can, which is also,
smiling face.
Which is also HumboldtCSD.org. Yeah. And drop me a line and I'll send you a report so you can see it and make some comments.
So it's not on the website itself?
It's not.
Yet.
Not yet, but it will be this afternoon.
What a guy. See, we do have some juice around here. Thanks for coming by, Dave.
All right, thanks.
See everybody tomorrow.